Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's breath taken with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. I yearn to see you every morning when I open up my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I, sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the tip silver with the purest of ink I deliver. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love to you. Release thousands of beautiful butterflies, every colorful species of. Romantically set free from the heavens, dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of, emotions wash over like some exotic ocean. The sounds of seagulls and golden pigeons take me away to far-off pavilions. As ears well in tuned with love listens, listens as love sings. Words of elegance and magical things, strings. Those to my heart are pulled, led by your touch. You gently touch me. I'm touched and it's tickling. Stone me, bumblebee, I'm stone. Love sick, don't heal me. Put it in a bottle and pass some out to everyone. An epidemic, let it spread in a field of roses, pink, purple, burgundy, and red. I'd lie you down and take you to bed. Kiss your precious lips softly as I tell you goodnight. Tonight's breath I take with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. Can I see you every morning when I open up my eyes? To dream of you, I yearn to see you every morning when I open my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the silver tip with the purest ink I deliver it. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love out loud to you. Releasing thousands of beautiful butterflies. Every colorful species of, romantically set free from the heavens. Dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes, I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of.
We shared a thought, a moment in time, an idea without even a spoken word. You and I locked eyes, and like stars, our worlds were aligned as you blocked out the sun in the presence of your ecliptic beauty. All else crumbled and faded in the shadows of your smile. Like dusts in the winds of my past, the world ceased to exist. You became my shining sun, and I the moon you rested your head upon. We navigated galaxies, joyfully journeying space and time, freely floating as synchronized energy spending eons, blissfully stargazing the endless possibilities of future memories. Blinded by the radiant shine from love we projected, we frolicked in the sea of life on a companionship we built with smiles and frowns crafted to stand the test of our short-lived eternity of time. Time, a that would eventually pass us by like strangers. Our life together, birthed, melted away in an instant blink of an eye. A wish surrendered and dismissed with the flash of a shooting star. No hellos, no goodbyes, no memories to rewind, only a thought, an idea, a moment in time, a time of unknown possibilities. Two random grains of microscopic dust particles bumped into each other as eyes connected, only to drift apart with the wind as life went by.
Mommy's here. I sit between her legs. I scream in anticipation of the comb pulling through my hair. I wince in pain as the comb hits a tangle. Mommy is not too gentle. The frustration emanates from her. I don't mind the momentary pain. I am sitting between my mommy's legs. I am connected to her for this moment in time. The love I feel consumes me. Her focus is on me alone. The tangle has been untangled. The comb glides through my hair. The comfort that this simple but routine action gives is indescribable. She then scratches my head to loosen the dandruff before washing my hair. Laying on the counter with my hair hanging off the edge, water running through my hair. Shampoo is applied to my scalp. The rhythmic scrubbing is soothing to the inner her child. After the shampoo, the drying of my hair, then the parting of my hair, the application of sulfur 8 mixed with hair grease, all done while sitting between her legs. It's a place of safety and perceived love. She must love me if she cares for my appearance, I deduce with my childish heart. Now here comes the instrument that strikes fear for my precious ears and scalp. The hot comb that straightens the most stubborn curl into submission. Hearing the grease sizzle, praying it doesn't frizzle my hair, leaving that burnt hair smell permeating through the ear. Now comes the best part. Torn paper bag strips used to curl my hair. It's a special occasion tomorrow. It's the first day of school. This memory plays in my head as I rake the comb through my mommy's hair. The feeling of love is overwhelming. As I comb my mommy's hair, the roles have been reversed. I now take care of my mommy's hair. I stand behind her. She sits in the chair, feeling the love with each stroke. I roll her hair with foam rollers with precision. It's a connection that can't be replaced. It's a natural progression of the parent-child relationship. I now get to pour my love into my mommy's hair. And that's the wisdom of Mama Donna.
Let's play with this a little bit. Let's see how we can make this a little fun. Let's go. Agape, a poem. Yeah. Ooh, I like that. Permissible love comes without permission, an invasion of sunlight and darkened spaces. An antiquated image of jovial faces up against the plushy groove of grown gazes. The flush of Chicano's icy melting into mud as we rush with stubby legs into hydrants that rub like gauges gush. I'm a child again, filling the facades like cascading moons, spilling into landscapes, making midnight royal blue. Blooming in bushels, blossoming into bosoms that grew with age. While They sing the memoirs of sages as our thickly thighs get caught in the web of robust swagger and refined jawline. They're not ginning and juicing as we start the tan in our pubescent essence. Bashful responses, the girded cheeks with dented expressions of her meekness. Kindred kisses kindled by her sweetness. To his grandeur and mannerism, the taste of manna. Warm breath in the color of cream, the clouds and heaven's flowing streams of rain. The rain we sought for, thunder would strike and we saw more. Dipping between the steam and bubbling with humet and hessup when we would feather into kissing doves. I could hear you like a blaring trumpet in between my seconds of transition and dreams. You awaken my skin with memories of imagination. Just the thought of hands combing the definitive lines and curves of palms leave my troubles afar. Even share telepathic stares. The frequency of laughter, shofar stars and sunsets, we are indwelling in agape, yeah. We are touching its womb, we are cradling its milk on our lips. We are dancing in a juniper, June. We are flaming in cool. We lift the bowls of its incense and dance. We illuminate like jade, jasper, quartz, and topaz. We are diamond dipped in lemonade, golden with no words spoken. We are love. We are love. We are love, 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 love. We are love. And we love. Let me tell you something. That's so agape. I'm gonna play this. Peace.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Epiphany Network, the Real Entertainment Network here at Epiphany. I am happy to be here with my partner in Ron, my fellow PJ, just Jay this evening. We're popping up here tonight, so if you're wondering what we're doing on this Saturday, we are here with a pop-up show, and we just played tracks that were by poets, and if you'd like to be one of those poets, we'll let you know how. We started out this set with For Real, the Poet, with Temptation, Frequency, with A Moment in Time, Mama Donna, with Mommy's Hair, and that Love Daddy, with Agape Love. So, sending in your MP3 recordings of your spoken word, with or without music, to Just Jay and Sina So at Gmail. I don't know how you're feeling. And happy Saturday, by the way.
I'm good. Just, you know, getting everything all set up. You know, the timing of the show is important. You know, we got to get the people in here and go ahead and show them that we know how to do this. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready for it. It's been a little bit of excitement around the poetry community. We're going to get off into some of that, but we're also going to get off into you know, the good in the poetry community. Come on, we're going to have a free fall. I see we have Mama Donna in the house. I'm glad to see you made it, Mama Donna. We played that spot for you, especially for you over there with that Mommy's Hair. Fabby, Frequency putting that new hitter that's going to be on the next MP3 lineup, the mixtape, the poetic mixtape. Oh, yeah. We're getting ready to go ahead and do some big things. You know what I'm saying? We just got to go ahead and keep it moving forward.
Absolutely. So, partner, I am glad that we decided to do this tonight because, you know, by being April and it's National Poetry Month, I'm very curious as to how many poets are writing their 30 for 30. I have always participated, haven't always been able to keep up. I'm a little behind now, but I'm determined to get 30 pieces out before the month ends.
Yeah, I hadn't even started trying to mess around with the 30 for 30. I think I'm going to bypass it. I'm in a little bit of a building period as far as my poetry and stuff goes. I'm thinking it's coming to me at a good time. As far as, you know, I felt like I had to always be in front of people. I felt like I always had to be doing poetry. I think I might be maturing a little bit. I don't feel that way anymore. I don't feel like I have to, like, if I got a hot piece, I got to run out here and share it with the masses. I'm starting to feel more at home with my poetry. But at the same time, there's the growing pains of rebuilding as well.
I wholeheartedly understand that, and it's a good thing that you can reflect.
Say it again?
I said it's a good thing that you can reflect.
Yeah, you know, Small House of Poetry ain't no baby no more. Small House of Poetry is doing its thing. Epiphany, she was grown before, you know, we got here. You know, these type of these places know how to go ahead and take care of that stuff. We don't feel like we have to go ahead and do every doggone thing it is to be done. At least I don't, you know. I'm being at home with Jay. Partner.
Yes, having a lot of creative people around us has been very helpful in the process of building ourselves as poets, looking inside of ourselves to see if we need to take a break. And when we have something new, we know that we can share it with one another, always, happily. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, just so it's always a good feeling. It's a good place to be.
It is. It is. Especially like what we're doing with the poetry now, you know, we're putting the poets out there in the front, letting them go ahead and get some extra exposure into these different places and lands where Epiphany is being downloaded and streamed to. Also, if you're a person that's downloading this or streaming this, much love to you. Every time you do that, that's another feather in the cap for this thing that we're building here at Epiphany. Gina Storm and myself. So we appreciate y'all. If you guys want to go ahead and send us in any mail, you can send it to just JUSJJAE Gina, GENA show at gmail.com. Just J Gina show. No and in there. Just J Gina show. Send us some mail. Tell us what you guys are thinking. You know, you guys are sitting back vibing to it. The numbers have been showing that. But tell us what's on your mind. We're very interested in that. If you're a fan of the show, go ahead and let us know how you feel about it. What you think of that, Gina?
I agree. I wholeheartedly suggest that they do so. We're here for it. We love to interact with poets and community. This is all about poetry and community and making a difference. So this is something different, and I'm happy to be a part of it. Would you like to start this evening out with a poem from each of us, or no?
I'm not really even, no.
Okay.
I'll probably get into it a little bit later, but for right now, I'm going to go ahead and slap a no on that and keep it moving, man.
Not a problem. I saw I throw it out there. I know that from time to time that has been a thing. If that is not, in fact, the thing this evening, that's fine with me, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm a fan of poetry. I don't have to always be on the mic. Like you said, we have that in common. So I'm looking very forward to this evening, the poetry and all of the shares.
Yeah, me too. We got some more tracks to go ahead and upload to the studio. We appreciate everybody for sending in what they've sent in. But we have about 15 minutes of audio to fill up on the mixtape. Me and Gina did not make the very first cut. So people, please send them in. If you do not make the cut, you will get rotation on Epiphany. You will get rotation on Epiphany. We're trying to, even if we're not involved, we want the best elements to be involved for that particular thing. Not to say we don't have good poetry, but we didn't have elements that would go ahead and cause that to be what it was. So right now, what me and my sister have done, we have contoured some specialty poems to make sure that we do get on there. And that's all in transparency to let you guys know that this thing that we're doing for you, we're taking this very serious. This is not no ha-ha, we the PJs and we're doing this. No, we rocking this PJs thing as though we are a real poetry radio station. Guess what? We are. We are Epiphany Radio. You know, we're over here doing this. We have this platform to go ahead and push you guys. But you guys have to do your part also. You have to go ahead and send in your work. There are some people that I would love to have their work, and I've been dropping hints and the rest of that, and I'm about to start knocking on people's DMs, saying, do you have a piece for us? We love and respect your work, and we feel that your work would actually go ahead and help meld in and push the other work as well. So, no, the time for playing with all this stuff is over with. The industry is not going to come knocking on your door and say, like, we overheard one of your poems. We want to go ahead and make an album with you. No, we're going to have to do this ourselves. We have to stop waiting on handouts. We have to stop waiting for that golden parachute to go ahead and drop in our lap. We have to go ahead and make up our own minds that, hey, we're going to do this ourselves. We are adults. We don't have to wait on somebody to come do it for us. And as long as we're doing that, then we'll be something to find, and we can go ahead and deal with that on our own terms. We've seen that the music industry is on its back right now. A bunch of people that we admired and thought certain things about are terrible people. And the music has been suffering as a result. The music is getting more and more basic. The poems that we do, we hold ourselves to a very high level of accountability. If we start bringing in some cheesy stuff, the way that the people are around us, they gonna let us know, nope, that don't cut it here. Music industry don't have that. As long as you can fit into that mold, oh, they welcome you in. You don't even have to have skills. But we hold ourselves accountable in every way, including skills. Oh, yeah, without a doubt, without a doubt.
Do that wrong.
Time to take the gloves off and stop pampering
that.
Folks.
Yes.
Keep on pampering folks. Folks ain't going to never move out of where they're at, or they're going to be content with where they're at. And where we're at right now as far as poetry goes, even the most well-known poets out there, very, very, very few of them are able to make a living from poetry. Very few. We need to go ahead and expand this wide open. We need to get into some of that money, Gina.
I'm here for it.
All right. Well, hell, tonight going to be a part of that.
I support the arts. I support the poetry. I support the community. I think that we have something special, something unique, something necessary, and something that's timeless. Because you have to understand that lots of the Bible is poetry.
Well, and I think of the work that Clarence Ferguson is out there doing to get the poet's exposure. You know, he's a part of that as well. Pharrell has been out here producing and getting poets out here with some backing behind their voice and a little bit more color and flavor to make sure they can be seen. So a lot of people that's out here doing the work, but we need to get the work inside of here so we can go ahead and get y'all out there.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go ahead and get these lines open a little bit here, Gina. Let's go ahead and get this first line open. 860, how about you?
What's going on, Timmy?
Oh, shoot. What's going on with you, Wallace? I thought that was your mom.
Nah, Nah. That's been me. I'm not sure if she's on or not, but yeah.
Hey man, we've been seeing what you've been doing with that 30 for 30 over there, small house.
Yeah, man. The prompts have been fun. The prompts have been fun. I'm actually behind on my own writing, but it's fun creating the prompts sometimes.
As long as you stay out ahead of the writers, you're always good on that one, bro.
Yeah, man. I didn't get a prompt until midday today. And sometimes it be like that.
What was the prompt for the day, bro?
I'm going to have to go back because it was this pet is ...
All right, sweet. Sweet, I'm still got to go ahead and write to the kids flipping off the mattress, man, because that brought back some nostalgia right there, man.
Me too, man. I got an idea. I got the concept in my head. I just haven't stopped long enough to write. You know how that is for me. I'm always on the fly.
Is this
going to
be a tragedy?
Right,
is somebody going to
no,
end up hurt
not
at the end of this?
Definitely not. There's definitely going to be some nostalgia, you know?
You ever seen somebody get hurt on the mattress, man?
Oh, of course, man. There's been a few kids who had to go, get carted off to the hospital, after they got cussed out for going ahead and breaking a bone. You know how that is. That Chris Rock bit. You're like, broke your damn leg. How could you be so stupid? Put some tussin on it.
Right. Hey, Gina, you ever broke your leg or anything like that flipping on the mattress?
Let's just say this. I'm made of glass. I've had 9 fractures. And most of them took place in the house. So, my mom and dad, my brothers wouldn't have had it. But they saw me even attempting any such foolishness. Now, I watched, and sometimes I gambled on who was going to get hurt. But it wasn't me.
Right. Oh, Jenny, you so dainty. You probably see a stain on that mattress. I ain't flipping on that.
Ew. Where did it come from?
No, you ain't supposed to ask those type of questions. It'll stop you from doing it.
Oh, I got lots of questions. If I'm going to be jumping on it.
Wallace, I'm sorry, man. We took a little tangent, man.
Are we good?
It's a great prompt, though. I have started a piece, and when I say started, it's got a title and 2 lines. Woo! I got a ways to go.
Oh, it's almost done. Man, what you bring in for us tonight, man? You've been doing some fire out here, man. That kitchen that you did today was off the hook, bro. And it was a small group. Y'all actually had more people sitting down watching y'all for entertainment value than up wanting to spit, bro.
Yeah, that was actually an interesting one. I'm trying to decide, man. I want to stay a little upbeat right now. I'm not trying to bring the, I'm not trying to be lyrical lobotomies or anything, but I'm trying to say something a little bit, a little bit more on the upbeat side. So I'm digging through the crates right now. I didn't actually think I was the first person on this line. So
hell yeah. We're gonna stall for you some time though. Just
right.
Keep it under your hat.
I want to kick in the door.
Here's the thing.
I'll just do if I were a poem,
right? My revised if I were a poem. That's a good one. Let's get this out here for the people.
Love it.
Oh sweet, Gina.
Yes, sir. With that being said, my brother, Wallace, the Elder Reed, the mic is yours.
Haiku, if I were a poem, I'd be an inspiration to all whom hear it. If I were a poem, I'd be an epic, passionately painting painful pictures of terrific tales of triumph over terrible tales of woe, immersing you in the moment of my magnificent malaise until you said, ouch, in empathy. Then elevate you out of the miry clay, to leave you floating on a cloud of bliss and contentment at getting over every obstacle. If I were a poem, I'd ignite fires of self-worth, desires to change the world from the corner you reside in, informing you that justice isn't blind and those that are mistreated need allies to stand tall for them. If I were a poem, I'd be a sonnet used by fledgling lovers to impress their paramour, timeless expressions of love, speaking to the hearts of those who desire it. If I were a poem, I'd allude to an interlude metaphorically to not sound crude, carefully crafting creative uses of metaphor or meter and rhyme, burying entendres between the lines. If I were a poem, I'd be a rallying call to self-reflection, stirring echoes of evolution, bringing light to wash out shadows of yesteryear that haunt you in the present. I'd be a written epistle to fire shots at your past like a pistol, a computer-guided missile to blow up the bunkers of dysfunction you cower in, showering you with the words of truth to soak in as you slip into healing waters. I'd be a ode to emotional mining, digging up triggers like landmines, the very personification of healing. If I were a poem, I'd be read to change moods, invoke strong emotions, or dispel dangerous thoughts, dispensing knowledge and wisdom, providing food for thought, transforming perspectives. If I were a poem, I'd be a ballad, singing praises to my God, for my words have been divine since pen touched pad, and the anointing has flowed freely from me since my forming, using my platform to inform of the goodness of God, testimonies of triumphs, failures, and redemption, and I'll stylize to make you realize that my God is great and greatly to be praised. Bear warning, consumption of my poetry may induce self-reflection, empowerment, spiritual enlightenment, radical activism, and accountability. If I were a poem, I'd be any form required to complete my mission, because there's not one box I fit in. And the elder has spoken.
Woo! Bro. I heard you getting down in here with some different type of flows too, man. You had one where you was kind of like tripping the words in there. I can't even remember where it was, but even the way you swung around the word stylized to realize, you had put some growl and some roll in there, man. I was watching the different little movements you had there, brother. Really nice, man.
I appreciate it. Yeah, that, you know, since I'm going through so many different motions in the poem, talking about different forms and all that, I thought it was appropriate to bring in the different deliveries and, you know, different ways I enunciate the words and all that to kind of bring texture to it.
Really smart poem, brother. Gina, what do you have for our brother?
The fact that you started with a haiku, you fancy. I love that. I had never even thought to do that, to put a haiku in a piece, because I always struggle with haiku as is. But you bodied it and worked. It wasn't like, you know, I'm just going to throw a haiku on the front of a piece that I wrote for. No, bro, that was like everything for me. And I have to agree with Jared, and I know I'm going to regret this, but
yeah, you might.
I just got to say, yeah, you put your full chest in it, I guess, would be the best way to describe it. Yeah.
He's about to say whole ass, but go ahead.
Chest. No, he showed the depth and the power of his voice, and that's a compliment.
She said I pushed that buffer cap back blue. What you mean? Not just playing.
All the way. No, for real. I was like, oh, he left no crumbs. But yeah, that was dope. Thank you.
No, he didn't leave no crumbs.
I really do. Yeah, I know I'm a big guy still, right? All right, Emma.
No, you got this. There should be no crumbs.
Oh, you can trim it down, bro. I don't want to hear about it.
I appreciate y'all for the mic, as always.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
man. We're trying to do this old PJ thing.
Yeah, the Small House Epiphany crossover is always a good thing. So I appreciate you handling that young business.
No problem. In fact, I got to sit down tomorrow and record a few and send over to y'all. Because I am derelict in that. I don't got nothing y'all can play for me. And I got to correct that.
Hey, I was just about to get on. I was waiting for you to go ahead and take a breath, but I'm glad you took the initiative.
Uh-huh. Yeah, tomorrow I'm going to record a few MP3s and email them to y'all so I can get in the rotation on here, because it was dope hearing the opening to the show and hearing the people. You know, her, my mama, her Fabby, her for real. Yeah, yeah, we gonna have to get that working.
Send me Dr. Pineapple Juice.
Nah, man. What we gonna? Yeah, what you gonna do with that? Listen, I don't publicly drip anywhere.
He's just acting
that's
a fool.
Not
you
dripping,
know that
man. That's in love, bro. Don't play with me, Wallace. That's in love, bro.
You heard that piece? You know them darn well.
After we get done with this love piece, this next love mixtape, man, we're gonna step it up to some sensual. And I think that you lead the way as far as that go. We help to moderate what we're looking for, because you're not going to go in nasty.
Not if we're going to put it out in front of people. You are correct. What, me? Am I? All right. Anyway.
Hey, by the way, man, that offer I had gave to you, man, if you want to come in here and test out your chops on Epiphany, man, it is still open to you.
All right. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I might have a weekend or two coming up soon. We'll talk.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jen, anything else you want to go ahead and tell our brother before we move forward?
I'm here for all the shenanigans. I can't wait till the room tomorrow night. We'll have you in there with us. We top it up with J-Rob, the wise son. And you know how we do on Monday mornings. You know, I'll make sure I get my coffee so that everything goes smoothly. We're just going to have a ball for the rest of the weekend. I'm glad that you were in a good mood, and the piece that you brought was perfect for the vibe. So you did that. Appreciate you, bro.
Thank you.
Hey, much love to you, Wallace, man. We appreciate you stopping through. We know your schedule will be crazy and packed and all of that, bro. So this is a big thing for us. Appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all.
Take care, brother.
Later.
One love, one mic.
All right, Gina. We're going to go ahead and do a play a track and a station identification behind the good brother coming through here. That's something that right there, him coming through was everything.
Yeah,
well,
let's go.
Let's go ahead and get it, snip it, let's fire.
Take your socks off at Epiphany Radio.
Cross-legged, surrounded in sheets of loose leaf, snippets of poetry and prose, anything goes, just so long as it's sincere. I want to see all of you, hear your soul, fold pieces of our pieces, play eeny, meeny, miny, mo. You spit my pieces, and I spit yours. Deep into the cushion of night, maybe we might find an us in our eyes, a we in our smiles, an embrace that erases the miles between us, a blush and giggles, while I wiggle closer and closer still to fill your open arms with me. Breathe deeply, like home, like belong, like peace, like the ease washing over me when you kiss me ever so gently on forehead and cheek. When you speak me beautiful and gift, when you lift chin, look into my eyes, sigh, and then finally, grace my lips with a trip to where the drip comes from. I taste the sum of my fears on your tongue, the possibilities plus something that feels like danger, like the stranger I know love to be, plus maybes and what ifs. Dangling from the cliffs of these mountains I've built so I won't fall into anything. Not love, not dreams, not anything. Tears sting the corners of my eyes and you wonder why something heavy has entered the room. Mon ami, my happiness is always doomed by memory. And these moments to me foreshadow a misery I am far too familiar with. You wanna lift my burdens. but I'm uncertain of our collective ability to do so. They are so very weighty. You would be crazy to even try. And it all makes me wonder why I stopped dating in the first place. I'm sorry I even wasted your time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is the For Real Entertainment Network. You're here at Epiphany Radio this Saturday night with the Papa, just Jay and Gino, with the PJs, and I'll just spinning these tracks. And that last set you heard from Rare One Kenobi, also known as Rare Epiphany, with First Date. That is a jam. I mean, it is so smooth.
Yeah, that piece right there is calming, and it has a lot of different elements going on with it that put you in a different place from where you originally started at. Rare Epiphany is something else with her craft that she has. Her advice that she gave us that day that we talked about the industry too was invaluable too. She said to have yourself somebody on the outside who is not a part of all that melee and mayhem to help keep you grounded. She told us some other things, but that right there was the main thrust of it. Having somebody who is not involved with it, somebody who's not going to get gradualism into thinking that the abnormal things are normal. So we appreciate her very much, not only for her skill, but for her knowledge and her wisdom. How you feeling, partner? What's going
on
with you?
It was poignant. That was poignant and necessary because, you know what, people especially, sometimes we have these illusions where it's all gravy once you make it or once you start making money and when you know you have celebrity attached to your name and not just fame or fortune. Having good people around you is a necessity, and having good people around you who are not in the industry are even more valuable. So the advice that you gave was don't have good people around them, and they've been in harm's way since day one, and it's spiraling out of control now.
Too true. We have another hand up, Gina. We're going to go ahead and hit him up. 573, how about you?
Hey, good evening, all. Senior Spittles.
What's going on with your senior Spittles?
Get home after a long day, man.
What's good with you, man? You all right? You going to be able to make it through this phone? Say that one more time, brother.
I said contemplating on going out, but I got to be up at 8 o'clock in the morning. But it stopped me last night, so why would it stop me tonight?
Now, you know,
I work 12
to
hours
to
today. That's the only difference. How you fucking? I'm glad you're here, though.
I think you're the compromise.
Huh?
A young Tennessee Spittle might have went ahead and compromised. So I'm just only going to hang out for an hour or two and go ahead and come back in. And next thing you know, he's trying to decide on whether he's going to try to take an hour nap or if he's just going to go straight in and do what he got to do.
Yeah, right. I'm always talking. If I go out, I only go out for like an hour. I absorb the local scenery and put a little money back into the local community, and I write. So it works for me. You know, I go out there, I have like two drinks, and I write. And that's what I got for you tonight is a new piece I wrote last night.
Oh, damn. Gina, you want to go ahead and launch our brother out there the right way?
I'm so intrigued. You better know it. Okay, with that being said, I'm introducing to some and refreshing the memories of others. I brought the sense of fiddle. The mic is yours.
There's this little leeway in this. So I went out to the bar last night. It's country night. This first thing I've ever written while listening to country music. It's not my thing. This is Tornadic Plains of the Slain. So here I am, daunting local integrity. But oh, fuck, look, Hicktown curls a twang on strings. One's not driven in my blood, yet it's cool I guess. When you're an idiot of standards and can forgive the cause of your sins and wash theirs clean, no fucking fuck. Please. Maybe it's just a draw driven in the opposite stupidity. I wouldn't know. I'm remiss to kiss that bitch. The fuck that. I like to swing up tempo raucous grind against the prime of another time. Lost on diluted rhetoric of the ancient American creep. I don't know. I'm West Coast. Not inbred liberal minds, moonshine hymns, but beauty their delight. See, I've been Creekside baptized in religion. Ain't my thing, but when they outnumber bars and liquor stores combined, you bend. It's truly fucking fucked. By sure, that deviant good time. On 25-inch rims and a 350 Super Duty, you look tough for a compensation of what worth. Redneck, drawing, slurred alpine, yo, because I don't beat around that bush. I'm no bud. Heartburn knows the lick like the well of your shallow or over-distillized soul, seeking absence in what you can't acknowledge. This failure and false stride, but hey, it's better than drinking alone. We get swallowed by the cancer each night after the time punch is made. God forsake the off days without inclinations as they see grotesque ligatures upon already soiled runways, screaming for some resolution minus these hillbilly back roads. One should be scared out nights. Headlight driven in obscurity, I once dazed upon the carcass of those remains, hooting my owl's eyes upon static strings, I howled ever so fiercely in the knotted skies. Darkest of places, loving absence of that you only hope to ever fucking know. There's so much fucking pain. Center mass, tornadoes and hurricanes, we kissed death and found abstract plains. I wish away the slain, debauchery breeze.
Oh, this dope right here, bro.
Woo!
And you said you did nice. This while listening to country music?
Yeah, half lit. I was on like my fourth round, I think. Because I already had like two here. Yeah, I was on my fourth round. That's pretty lit.
Hey, man, was it liberating using a different format?
It was okay, so see, like, I was in the bar for probably like half hour, 45 minutes, and wasn't really paying attention to that. I showed up my shirt because, see, I buy shirts from all my local establishments. So I got one made from the bar, and it's purple, and it has their logo on the back. It says, dude, I don't know. I was drunk. I had it made for me. So I had to go out last night and show it off. And I was playing pool, and then I sat down and realized what I was listening to. I'm like, fuck, I just ordered a round. I don't want to look. You know what? No, I am the challenge. Fuck that. So I sat down and did that.
Right.
And actually, I ended up going up to the guy. And telling him, hey, you know, I don't do country, but man, the way you were jamming, I wasn't paying attention to really what you were saying. But the way you were jamming, man, you got me in a fucking zone. And I just wrote for the first time in the country and gave him a tip. And like, thank you. Have a good night, dude. So, it was cool, man.
Man, I really enjoyed this. I can feel
some of the... You know, when they're out there still in the public with all those people and all
right.
The boys, it's really cool. So, I do.
I can feel some of the country influences on it. I can feel some of the country influences on it earlier. But what you had started doing as you started really getting over into the poem, those country influences has started to go ahead and blur to the point where you weren't really thinking about the origin of where it came from. It was you were just like listening to the story. But every now and then I would go ahead and remind myself, like, all right, he had got this from a country while listening to country music. And I could hear a couple of those elements in there, man. This right here was a really crafty, smart poem.
Thank you, dude. Thank you. Yeah, I got home and I'm like, wonder what I did.
Right, because I showed my face out in public again. All right, Gina, what did you think of this, ma'am?
I have to say, it was a pleasant surprise because you hadn't said that country music or evolved, but you said that you've been going out drinking. My first thought was, did you go to a blues club? Because country songs and blues songs are so closely related is the best way to put it, in the structure and melancholy, and sometimes it's the sadness, the despair, or the depression, the heartache, and all those things wrapped into one. It's a roller coaster ride, but like you said, with the live music, it really does change something. Because you said he was jamming and he sucked you in. That was enough for me right there to know that this came from and was inspired by a type of music that you don't even care for. Bravo. That was dope.
Yeah, see, I'm more the blue guy. I'm more the blues guy. You know, I've seen Eric Clapton and B.B. King live. I'm more the blues live.
Okay. Yeah, so you feel me on that. But the country music, I listened to country music a lot growing up as well. And now I lived for a few years in Oklahoma, Texas, and that's all they listen to. So, yeah, it kind of gets under your skin, or it seeps under your pores or whatever it does. But I like what it did for you and your piece. Thank you. I appreciate that, Nancy.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I tried doing that. I recorded me doing that last night, but I was way too fucking hammered. That sounded a lot better. I appreciate you guys. One love, one mic.
I love the last one he says, but I was hammered. One love, one mic indeed. You there, partner?
Oh, damn. I'm up here monologuing like a villain, and I am dead up on. Hell
only
yeah.
One of them, okay? Only one.
I know. We got to see which one is going to be each time. I was like, why is he running me over? That's because you ain't speaking, boy.
That would have been there. That would have
right,
been there.
Right, right. I tell you what. We're going to go ahead and run about 3 tracks, and then we're going to go ahead and get back to some more poetry after that. Y'all sit back, stay tuned.
Healing time. Behind that beautiful smile, I can see. I can see the pain of sliced feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past. The scar. The scars that was left by the emotional assailant, which still generated hurt to the heart's nerve endings, has in some form or fashion affected your everyday living. Unhealed wounds that became infected with mistrust and bitterness has undoubtedly pushed away men that claim they can heal all of your sadness with the right bedroom stroke and maybe a little bit of money to show off. But your emotional scar tissue has increased the gauge of your disused meter, and you immediately dismiss this poor excuse of a man. But because of your past. Because of your past, you choose to be alone for fear that the next man will pick the scabs off old wounds and make them pour out the tears that you thought you were most definitely over. You walk around with this beautiful, beautiful smile, but with a look of please don't approach me because I'm wounded. Then you'll go home and try to drown yourself in Moscato, only to realize the tears are flowing down your face into the very glass that you are holding. The infected wounds of your feelings send an emotional virus to your brain, making you feel like you do not deserve love and that all your relationship problems were just your fault. On top of that, you're constantly hearing the negative conversations from females that are satisfied with being side chicks. And for some reason, their advice at that particular time appears to be right because these are your friends who are giving you this advice and they would never tell you anything wrong, huh? Yeah, right. But there's gonna come a time when a man will appear in your life and it will seem so random, but I promise you it's God's name. This man will be ready to go through the struggle of helping you cover your wounds with an ointment of real love and wrap them in a bandage of security. This man will help ease the pain of your past with 800 milligrams of trust that was prescribed for you directly from the pharmacy of his heart. He will use cotton swabs of sweet whispers to remove the negative words that flowed from happily infected people like your side chick friend. You will notice a change in your everyday living. You will notice that the pain of sliced feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past are healing in a way that can only be remembered if you intentionally dug deep into your heart to search for the skull. You feel something that you felt a long time ago, but your heart is no longer familiar with. This something that you're feeling is called love and real happiness. And it is the antidote for the past pain. Now, when you smile, the only thing I can see behind it is us.
Mm-hmm. want to see that mine do. So let me ride you. Since I've got that promiscuous pen, unbiased to whether it's her or him, when I give you this stone, get deep inside you. Let me get you open. Flood you with emotions, drench your intellect with condomless sessions of that hurricane wet. Sapio sex. See, I'm Kama Sutra with my delivery. Lyrically limber enough to spread it from January to December so I can straddle these metaphors and ride the shaft of inked pipeline. Bouncing the breast of beastly bars into creative juices, squirt and slide. I sign vivid visuals on your mirror, then darling Nikki, your mind. Prince and the revolution style. See, I'm so fucking nasty with it. You and your mans can get this Gabby Douglas flip of words served like acupuncture for your nerve, increasing the flow. See, just let me ride because I'm having a spit fit as I grip the tip of this stiff stick while mental walls clench and get moist with words that penetrate and grope me, straight deep throat me, with and without my permission. Listen, just let me ride so you can feel every inch of me. And no matter how loose it gets, my message will always snap back with elasticity. Well, that snug fit on hard heads. See, I juggle jewels from these jaws so everything I spit on this mic will accessorize your ear. Smear priceless expressions upon your face. Make your spirit elevate. Twitch and shake the glitch out of your system so well that even your kiss and tell will make the wind masturbate. See, let me navigate this ride, rotate them wheels, put that spin in those cerebral rims, then keep it feminine with my voluptuous estrogen and oratory stiletto heels. I can push gas pedals or strut on rhymes, lines. Let me climb the cord of your spine, glide my words up and down your brainstem, then blow peace into your cognitive mayhem. And I promise, I won't stop until you say when. Only to give you time for a water break so we can verbally conjugate again and again and again. As we bend these rules, spread minds and penetrate mental walls that are sound. Proof. Now fathom that. But can you handle that? Or will my cerebral crossovers buckle your knees when I shoot this three from the stimulated energy of my one plus two? Because I'm just trying to see what that mind do when I straddle these metaphors and then ride you like never before. I wanna see and ride you. So let me ride you. I wanna see and ride you. So let me ride you.
bracing in your soft toes on your black snake moan. My name tattooed on your tongue, I whisper your soul in my exhale. I'm sick of you, but I can't see myself getting sick of you. But it's the sickness of you that turns me on. You're my life and my favorite death. You're my first and my last breath. And I'm obsessed with your silhouette. The lights inside you cast shadows, and I'm reaching for your shadows. But I'm lonely, hold. I'm dying slow for you. You're forbidden fruit. Your juice is intoxicating, and I'm operating in likeness. I want your fatalness to cradle me. Stay with me till the early morning sunrise. I wanna see it in your eyes. I'm surprised that I'm not dead yet, because I've soaked in too much of you. You're a sweet voice, and I long to see you again. Let me die and rise inside you. I'm reaching for your heart, my only chance of living. Give me your bittersweet venom, just to have you coursing through veins of mine. Our DNA mesh at the same time. I know you're not good for me, but you're my air, gravity, and clarity. And what feels good to you ain't always good for you. Maybe I truly adore you, just give me more of you. I'm gluttony, eating your nectar, your poison on my chin. I spend galaxies searching for your poison. Who knew that you were born with it? I'm torn with it between your life and my death. Poison ivy. Yeah, poison ivy.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Epiphany Network, the Rural Entertainment Network. I'm sorry, this is the Epiphany Radio Station. We are the PJs. I'm Gina Storm. This is my partner, Ron, Justin J. We're here with the pop-up because we're the PJs. And in that set, you just heard from Paul Cram with Healing Time, Kimbrella Renee with Ride, and Timothy Whispers with Poison. If you'd like to be in the rotation, just make sure you send us that MP3. I like that set. Oh, nice.
Yeah, you know, I'm just giving them a little taste of what we're going to have coming up for them in the future there. Just a little bit of taste.
It's a taste. It's a taste.
Just a little taste. Surprise.
Surprise.
Oh, yeah. We got that for y'all, too. We're going to go ahead and keep it clean or what may have you, but we just going to get so close to that line. Some people don't
get
lost.
Oh, yeah. Kimbrella Renee was not playing. She was right there, right there.
For real, produced that for her, man. And when I had heard that, I was like, oh, my goodness. This is off the hook. It made me see her range.
It was her language. No, yes, that part. Exactly. Okay, so somebody had to say it. Because she be out here, mm-hmm. you know, with the activism and the pro-black and
let's
take care of ourselves and social justice to the point, to the beat of that drum, that when that drops, thinking, that sounds like Hurricane.
But, you know, it's actually a true depiction of a real human being, because we are very complex and we're not just specialized in one thing. We're not no machines. We just don't screw in one screw into a car and the rest of that. No, we do a whole litany of things and at different times with different people. I really love hearing that from her. Mm-hmm.
I think that's that's the beauty of poetry, because we can always do something that nobody expects from us. Every now and then when I spit, write, or freestyle, I'm going to call it a dark piece. People call it the mm-hmm. portals. Like, violence is one thing, but I'm talking about sinisterly dark, like, creepy. You're going to mm-hmm. check under your bed before you go to sleep.
Right. I think that poet up in here. What are you talking about?
Mike.
Get your life. Yeah, Sinister is another guy that can go from A to Z. I really enjoy watching the man get down and do his thing.
That country music inspired piece, for me, that did the trick. I would love for him to record that sober. I'm going to have to make a request.
What are you going to do your country inspired piece, Gina?
My what inspired piece?
I think you can do it. You can do it.
I can do what now?
I know if Beyonce can do it, you can do it.
I'm more like, remember the Osmonds, and one was a little country and the other was a little rock and roll. Like, I'm a little more rock and roll than I am country. I don't know if I can pull that off.
No.
But you know what?
You can be a drop of water if you want to.
And hold on, and I ain't never scared. I'm gonna call that a challenge, and now my next prompt is to write me a country western poem.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about right there. You know, I want to see how that land right there.
Oh yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen. Oh yeah, I already know you're gonna get down with it. I already know when you put your mind to it. It's like I was watching a cartoon, and he had said, "No, you can't do that." He said, "No, it's too late. I've already started squinting my eyes." So I know once you start squinting your eyes, you're gonna go ahead and follow through with it.
Mm-hmm. My eyes are squinting now.
Man, we have a caller in here. We're gonna go ahead and bring them on in here. See what they got to go ahead and say about all this melee. 202, what it do?
Hello, how y'all doing? It's Mr. Automatic Charismatic. It's my other phone number.
It's the automatic one. What's going on with you, brother? Where you at? You over the highways, the byways, or where you at, bro?
No, I'm not driving right now. I had to take care of my taxes, and then I'm going to be back to driving. I haven't taken care of that part yet.
I ain't never think your truck stopped, man. I'm glad to see it stop tonight.
The last company I had was a bad experience, a horrible experience. I hope no other.
I heard somewhat. Mm-hmm.
My stuff was taken out. They misled me. Said the truck was going to get fixed. Took the truck to the shop. I went to a hotel in near Chicago. I came back and all my stuff was gone. The boss would have let me know who cleaned the truck out. She said prior to that, that I could get back in the truck. Wouldn't have to worry about my belongings being gone. They misled, lied about that. So I'm working with trying to get a lawyer right now as we speak.
Got you, bro. Hey, man, have you been doing anything for the 30 for 30?
I haven't written anything. I mean, I freestyle, but last week I read something that I wrote that I haven't done in a long time. Read something that I wrote a while back.
All right. Oh, we also got a lady in the house too. You mind speaking to the queen?
Oh, I know who Gina Storm is. You know, look, I've been supporting Gina Storm for a long time. She knows it.
Mm.
I mean, every time, especially with King Skaters was alive, I was supporting. I've always been a fan of Gina Storm. For a long time. I would say. I call her a queen style freestylist.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh.
One of the positive things when I think about Chicago, Gina Storm being there. You know?
I'm glad you don't associate her with theft, pillaging, and robbery.
No, it's just that. Truck company, I mean, you really have to study, to do your due diligence in trying to get information. And what I'm going to do, I'm getting back to podcasting, and me and my buddy of mine, we're going to talk about truck driver companies and along about other shows I want to do. I used to do podcasting a while back. I used to podcast. No, I got shows on Blog Talk.
All right, sweet. Let us know what the things that you're going to have over there, man.
come over there and try to support, bro.
Okay. So, dude, if you know any truck drivers, please give it to let them hear it. We want to help truck drivers. We don't want them to go through what we went through.
The best thing to do is to go on TikTok. TikTok can get you out in front of a lot of people in a real quick measure type of way. And then that way you can go ahead and put your telephone number out there, and you will get a lot of people that will call in from the TikTok, bro.
Okay, I will do. Will do.
I'll chop it up with you at a later date about that. But I'm going to go ahead and let my sister go ahead and hang you this microphone, brother. And I appreciate you for coming in here, sir.
No doubt.
And I was muted. Just like that. Jay, have you muted yourself?
Is that my meat?
Automatic cast mic, can you hear me, sir?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know if Jay could hear me. And when he didn't respond, I didn't know if I was audible. So, yeah.
Oh, just Jay?
I'm going to hand you the mic, sir.
All right, I'm going to freestyle. Called I Whistle Freestyle. I go around this world, feel like the serpents in this nation. Once called, I called America the land of the freedom, justice, but I don't see any justice. I see black people not getting the fairness, not getting the equality. See, a lot of things go through my mind when I whistle. They killed me. Drag me at the end at nighttime because I say I whistle. But I guess when I whistle right now, I'm speaking my mind. Those that follow me in death not getting no type of justice. I whistle like Emma Smith when I think about Trayvon not getting no type of justice while George Zimmerman is able to go free. I whistle like Emmett Till, the way I think about Sandra Bland. I know she didn't hang herself. That's a damn lie. I'm just like, they killed her. I wonder why. See, I keep on whistling. I keep on whistling because all my black people that have never got any type of justice. Like if I was sleeping like Breonna Taylor, shot to death, phone whistling, wondering when will we get justice, be served in the court of law, and I'm still whistling. Can you hear me whistling? Oh, does the law go against me like that white woman when it gets me? They want me to be lynched in their unequal system. Want to beat me with a bat. Want me not being able to be recognized by my family members. Keep on whistling. I keep on whistling. Strange. You can have your woman in the car and your child in the back and get shot. Minnesota, you are hell for that. You are the devil. Orlando Castile, you rise. I keep on whistling. Sometimes the tears fall down as I whistle. Sometimes my breath don't seem like I would have more, but I feel like I have something stored, and I wish that my voice would not be ignored, and I still keep whistling. It's so sad to see that my people just can't be free. We got rise. Got rise like Red Hampton with Rod to say that you can't kill a revolution. I'm still whistling on that. Hey there, girl. But it was more like, hey there, devil. The legend behind that. I'll whistle. You say that my name is there in Mississippi. You say my name. My name, the boy who died. The boy who was denied and those have been denied. But I keep on whistling. Bro, why? I whistle like Emmett Till. Mr. Automatic Charismatic Lyrical Instinct is in the man pipe and dry.
Man, I heard that totally right there, brother.
Okay.
Man, what does this piece mean to you, Automatic?
When he whistled to a white woman, he got lynched. Now, I don't hate white folks. When it comes to women, I only stick with black women. I think that it is sad that a lot of lynching came from white men being possessive over white women that if a black man even talked to her, afraid to lynch that black man. And behind a lot of lynches became with interaction with black man talking to a white woman. If you look at what happened in Tulsa, that was a little white girl with a black man in the elevator, and that became a war. That's that whistling. Emmett Till died of a conspiracy. No justice served. An all-white jury.
Bro. Appreciate you for bringing that in here. Gina Storm, what do you have for our brother here?
One of the things that consistently he will do is put a spotlight on things that have been done countless times in regards to the care being taken with blacks and their death. However, the tying together of Emmett Till's whistle, I wouldn't have thought to do that. I mean, I just have to give you a gold star for that because it really did bring it home. Because when you think about it, that's not offensive. And it wasn't like a cat call. It was just like, ooh, look at her, she's pretty. And ended his life. So, I do appreciate that as well. Your poetry is always informative. And, you know, we too are Black 366 this year. So I salute that.
Thank you. Emmett Till was from Chicago, going to Mississippi, hometown
yeah,
of Chicago.
There's an Emmett Till Street in Chicago. Yes, sir. And a school.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know that. Thank you for letting me know. I didn't know that. I just learned something. Thank you. I just learned something.
You're welcome. Appreciate you all.
Halloween Freestylers.
You know who she is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt. That's the Queen Freestyler. Look, I'm going to say on air. One day I would like to collab with the Freestylers. Gina Storm, I would like to do some poems, freestyle. I'm a fan of her. She dove just so much passion. You know what I'm saying? And it just, I love when she freestyles.
I do too, bro.
And Just Jay does the same too, man. I've been listening to you for a long time, Just Jay. A long time.
I appreciate you, brother. I ain't nothing in comparison to this one over here. This Gina Storm thing over here. Oh my goodness.
Okay.
She is the bee's knees, bro.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen on that.
Look,
you look only as good as the company that you keep. So thank you.
Yeah, have your people call her people, man. Y'all really need to get together on that, man, and go ahead and give her a freestyle.
Yes,
proceeds and easy.
All right.
Hey, man, I got a challenge for you, bro.
Yes.
I'm gonna need that love poem out you, man. I'm talking about a real one.
Okay. I done a couple of y'all. I got my queens. I done some poems.
I'm gonna need an MP3 because we can go ahead and get it in rotation in here, man. No. I don't want it to be about random women. I want you to be talking to a woman.
No, I only got one. Look, back in the day when I was in my 20s, man, I would go to a club, see who was hot. But I'm older now. I'm almost 50. I only stick to one woman. I don't do that young stuff. When I was young, going to the club, I don't want to do it.
Right.
Because I'm older now.
All right, man. I'm looking forward to that, man. I want to hear what that skill level can go ahead and do with a love poem, man. Go ahead and really swoon that woman off of her feet. I want to hear what that sound like coming from the lyrical engine.
All right,
man. I'll be looking forward to that, and I'm sure Gina's gonna be looking forward to it too.
I actually got one. I'm gonna send it to you. I got one on YouTube.
Put it on MP3, really? And then send it to the email address that we'll be sending to you shortly. Gina, can you send that to him, please?
I sure can. I got you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, man. Hey, man, do you have anything going on that you want to go ahead and let the people know about?
Yes. I'm going back to podcasting. Going to be talking about truck driving. I'm going to be doing some shows. One of the shows I used to do was Back in the Day Flavor. I talked about old shows like Good Times and old cars. So I'm getting back to podcasting. Last time I had a great group of people that I worked with. And, it's been a long time since I went back to podcasts. Now, I think I want to do it again. I'm going to do it on TalkShoe. Do all my podcasts on TalkShoe.
Keep us abreast of the situation and what's going on, man, and we're going ahead and give you some little shouts here and there, as long as it's not conflicting with the time over here. We definitely got you covered on that. I'll swing
right,
today
and
chop
to
it up with y'all truck drivers, too.
I got to come to the clubhouse, too, I said, I got to come to the clubhouse, too.
I ain't see you in a minute, man. So
yeah, I'm
going
to come
to
the
hey
clubhouse.
When
y'all next show?
We do
night.
Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays.
All right, I'll bet.
Monday
I'll
is probably
bet.
The best show that you want to catch us on. That's the AM Drive, man. The AM Drive is a riot. The AM Drive is on Monday morning, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. That's where you come to get your week started at, bro. You come in there, we're going to make you laugh. I ain't playing with you, but we're going to make you laugh and get your day started. And we may even go ahead and have some topics in there to make you want to cry or punch a building or something like that. But the AM Drive is the real thing.
Okay. Gina, you send me all the information in my message.
I sent you the email address already for your MP3, and I will ping you as I follow you on Clubhouse. In time for tomorrow's show and Monday morning show.
Thank you, Queen
Follow
Freestylist.
The Small House of Poetry. You're welcome. Follow the Small House of Poetry. You won't miss it.
All right, Chicago in the house. I've been to
and
Chicago
Juliet.
So many times I feel like I live there.
Oh, Oh, man. Well, brother, we appreciate you for coming out and kicking the bobos with us and all the rest of that type of stuff, man. You stay, be easy, man. We probably going to get a speed round in. If you're around for that, sir, we're going to go ahead and cycle you back in there.
I'll be here. Be here.
All right. Be easy.
One love, one mic.
All right. We're going to go ahead and do a quick station identification and a couple of tracks. And 615, sir, you are next. 615, sir, you are next. Hold on a minute. Jesus Christ, if you pull down the refresh, the whole studio go black until it can pull back up. Then y'all hear about my woes out loud.
It's a real thing. No, no, Nava does it all the time, so I already knew it.
Yeah. You know, you get excited because you think you're at the bottom of the page. You straight at the top of the page. You go whipping it down. All of a sudden, it's starting to reload. You're like, oh, Lord, here we go. I done did that. And with no further ado, scootly, scoot, scoot. Let's get it.
Take your socks off at Epiphany Radio.
Dear love, thoughts and memories are leaking from my eyes down my face. I'm a wreck, and it shows up all over the place. I've been trying to hold myself together, but I'll be honest with you, I'm not doing a very good job. I see people who are related to me being put in situations that they needn't be. If a person who says that they love you will hit you, call you a bad name or pull out a gun, that is not love. No, sir, ma'am, not for anyone. I've been emotional since I returned home. I've been lonely without you and I feel alone. My body craves your touch and I miss you so much. We're best friends, making new poetry and memories, forming a great bond and building a family. I'm blessed to have you in my life, and I'm grateful that you asked me to be your wife. I wrote this piece when I met the last man who proposed to me, and I'll be honest with you, I don't really have any ex-boyfriends, just husbands and fiancés. I'm blessed, and I know this. I don't take anything for granted, and I hope that it shows. See, every breath that I breathe, every beat of my heart, maybe my last, who knows? Tomorrow isn't promised to anyone. So I give people their flowers while they're living. I don't want to have regrets when you've gone on to be with the Lord. And I'm sorry, that's just the beginning. I've lost so many. I mean, I took so many L's. I lost people who were in their infancy of life and didn't even get to grow into who they were meant to be. So, more than anything else, I love my friends and my family. I'm blessed to have you in my life, and I'm so happy that God decided that once again he would allow me to become a wife. I can't wait to be with you again. I've been basking in the sun and the moon. That's your light where everything is bright. So thanks, baby. Safety is amazing. This passion is electric. we are polar opposites, yet it is magnetic. I prefer to love without fright, and you made me know it was okay. So I will do it one more again, and pray this time I finally get it right. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for listening. I hear my excitement. I recognize its cadence, how it feels like quickened breaths dancing across ivory keys. And as closed off as I may seem, that isn't really me. I'm almost free enough to tumble forward a little too carelessly. I just hear my missteps, sounding like an occasional B-flat. And I'm at odds with the elephant in the room. You have my attention, but I've questioned the soundness of my decision. I feel myself falter, knowing that we need to talk about this and actually address it. I'm hesitant. My excitement is notably checked, and the pounding I now feel in my chest is fear, a recurrence that I once again somehow wills as if I resist the peace I find in silence. Will you hear me? We listen, and the blending of our voices and conversation still has my heart racing, but this is just different. This is different.
I hear my excitement. I recognize that I actually get to dance across those white keys in whatever the state is of my being. Acceptance doesn't insist on silencing hesitance nor dampening another's power. It doesn't highlight mistakes. Instead, we chose a composition that highlighted us. We just needed to address the elephant in the room. Essentially, Shani.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back in the Epiphany Radio Network, a For Real Entertainment program brought to you by Raw Links. First person in the lineup that we had last, I hate when it's me, but it was your girl, Tina Stone. Thank you very much. And the Put Our Negro with Black Love, that is a jam. Essentially, Johnny, with Elephant in the Room, amazing, amazing. I'm happy to have been part of that block. Partner, how you feeling? What are we going to do next? Because I'm loving it.
We had a special caller who called in. We're going to get around to him in just a moment. Would also like to give a fat shout-out to Small House of Poetry. If you guys don't know anything about Small House of Poetry, find us on the different platforms. We are on Instagram. We are on TikTok. We are on Clubhouse. We are on Epiphany. We're pretty much everywhere. Look us up, Small House of Poetry, and to go ahead and direct you right in. And I am not trying to give a shout-out to Bing, but I'm going to tell you all like this. When I go on Google and I put in Small House of Poetry, they take me all over the place and this, that, and the other. I go to Bing, I put in Small House of Poetry, they've everywhere that we've been. Any place that we've left a hashtag, any place that we've done this or that or the other, it pops up over there. I'm not trying to say that the Google algorithm is a little bit skewed towards people who throwing the money out there, but I like that when I put in a Small House of Poetry, everything about them guys pop up over there, and them guys being us, me, Gina, and about 6-7 other people over there to make that whole thing work. How you doing today, Gina?
Just amazing. Pop-ups always give me life because it wasn't our regularly scheduled program on our regularly scheduled night. And any night that we do it, any platform that we do it, it's always a treat. This has been no exception.
No exception. And with that being said, we're going to go ahead and drag in this hard-working James Brown-type brother, the hardest-working brother in poetry right quick, and see what this do. 615, how about you?
It's about to do that. That did.
What's going on? Man, I'm
what
sitting
you
here. I was sitting here vibing. This C-34 music. I was sitting here vibing to For Real the Poet with that What You Won't Do. I was like, I need some Old Dirty Bastard in my life right now. I'm like, damn, that was dope.
Hey, you know what, man? When I be hearing him do them little snippets and stuff like that, my mind be like, how did he know if he put that together that was going to sound good? Because you have to put yourself out there in a certain type of way, in which you know better than most other people. But this is to the people that might be the casual listener of poetry. You have to put yourself out in a certain way to go ahead and start singing like, what you won't do. And all the rest of that type of stuff, the brother be going nuts, man.
Yeah, but, you know, I just came in. I was enjoying a little bit of the show. You know I'm going to catch a playback. But also, you know how hard it is to find a love poem and how easy it is to write a heartbreak one?
Brother. That pouring out of 40 that you got, man, it capped off the last mixtape that we had, brother. That was the last thing everybody got a chance to hear, pouring out a 44 shorty.
Mm-hmm. The fact that I lived it and I was that desperate, hey, that was the 90s. It was the freak me decade. So what can I say?
Gina Storm, do I need to introduce you to this gentleman?
Oh, look, allegedly freak me. No one discussion is necessary. This has been my big brother for a long time. So I'm going to put the finishing touches on Mahogany. If not tonight, then before tomorrow. We have J-Rob the Wise Son over on the living room comfort couch for his interview. So I'm polishing up his piece and my answer to your piece. So I got Mahogany.
Yeah, you can. You know I'm Liam Neeson, a poetry writer, up in here. You know I will find you.
Oh, I know you will. That's what witness protection is for. But my brother, yeah, this every track has been just amazing. Everything that you've sent is stellar. But I have to agree with Jay. The pulling out of a 44 shorty, it was heartbreaking and funny. If that makes sense, but it was necessary poetry, and I understood that we have to use our pens for therapy often, especially when we, you know, we're young and we made some mistakes along the way, and that's where a lot of my poems came from. So I salute that, bro.
Well, thank you so much. I'm just hoping somebody younger than me that kind of like me learns from that.
Too, man, that was an opportunity for all men to go ahead and identify with that right there, man. And the way you owned it, the way you own that track, and the different things that happened to you, man, is really what showed the vulnerability in that. You know, the terrible things that you was going through, you wasn't trying to play it off like, oh, yeah, Mr. Macho here, so on and so forth. You went ahead and said it with the same tenor that you did everything else with, man. It made it kind of surreal. It was dope as hell.
The thing is, you know, I thank you. And the thing is to take responsibility for your actions, no matter how it may have felt back then or how good it felt. Ain't no stuff down there.
I've heard that.
You know, it's not going to make you any better.
And then by you being real and transparent like that, it helps out the next person. Like you were saying, the next person younger than you. But I think that the whole dichotomy of that piece right there, it's not even an age thing, man. As long as you're out here and you're dating and you're falling in love with folks, that potentially can go ahead and go on with it, and that's a part of love.
Hey, that's the main reason why I'm still on Facebook. That's the main reason why I do this for.
You've been doing a lot of work to put poets out there, man. I mean, you've been doing quite a bit of work with people that would have never had any production behind them. You've been making that soul for a lot of people, man. You've been like Mr. Make-A-Wish in this rascal.
Mr. Make-A-Wish, Mr. Jerry Lewis Telethon, you know, name it.
I was thinking more like the Make-A-Wish Foundation, but I feel you.
All of it, though. He making dreams come true.
Well.
Yeah.
Thank you. Just like I said, just share it. Just share it.
Oh,
know?
Absolutely. I still cringe when I hear myself, but every now and then I have to listen to the music and be like, you know what? I don't even care what I was talking about. That beat was dope.
And that's why I asked you, I think I asked you this question. And I think I asked Rebel this question. And I might want to ask you, Jay, this question. You've listened to a lot of DJs back in the day, a lot of mixtapes back in the day. Have you ever heard anybody do it like I do?
No. I have not, sir. No, I have not. I can go ahead and say that with full confidence.
Yeah, I'm not trying to gas my head up or anything like that. It was just something I would wonder.
But, you know, you put a lot of work into what you do. You can't shy away from that either. You put a lot of work into what you do, and it's a labor of love for the most part. You know, and it's a pillar-building thing for the community as well. Because after this time period goes by, all of those works of art that you have done, all those different poets that you have worked with, man, that's going to start paying dividends, bro. So going to start paying dividends as you're a person that have been around all these different great people who are doing these great things in the industry.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad that I'm not in the music industry because I wouldn't be able to do it like I'm doing it because there'd be too much constraints, restrictions, sample clearances, copyright stuff. I like doing it this way because I'm free.
I feel you on that. And, you know, a lot of DJs, they got big. They got big off the underground stuff and not so much of the commercialized jazz. When I was coming up, man, I ain't like no commercial hip-hop. Coolio and all these other guys who was out there really commercial and doing it, I ain't listening to that stuff, man. I always bad-mouthed it. As I got older now, I started seeing the reason why I was bad-mouthing it was we had so much good music that you can go ahead and diss some good music. Like, oh, it didn't do this for me. So I'm going to go ahead and say I don't like that. But now when you see that the music is very limited and a lot of it sound the same because of auto-tunes and other little things that are going on in there, man, you realize what you had when you were coming up.
My aunt told me and taught me this one thing when I was younger. It's not about the music. It's about the sounds. Listen to the sounds, and you can come up with anything.
Mm. You got to go ahead and do a tutorial on that one day then, man, so we can actually go ahead and take a peek behind the curtain and see what's jiving back there, bro.
Do not peek behind the curtain.
I know better.
Yeah, you know, everything goes dark if you peek behind the curtain. That's all I got to say.
All right. Hey, brother, what you bring in for us today?
Well, since I looked into the vault, I found this love poem right here, finally.
Oh, so, oh, snap. Wait a minute. I'm about to get out of both of y'all ways so y'all can go ahead and make this happen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, season number 34 Music. He is in stereo. Clarence Ferguson Jr. on Facebook. If you don't know him, you need to, and you will right now because the mic is yours, bro.
Thank you. This piece is called Before You. Before you, I was incoherent, a bit self-absorbed, suspicious yet gullible, somewhat off-key. Willing to please, loyal to a fault of my own, sensitive and inferior. That's what a good guy does. Never argumentative, don't question why. Borderline pathetic, but at least not alone. Derelict of deception, an accomplice to crimes, passionate, romantic, a genie rubbed too many times. Subject to obscure disciplines, treated with canine tendencies. Hunger for affection after being left out in the cold winds of war and change. Eyes drooping from inner depression, but dependable and present at their beck and call. The bedroom was my canvas. Used to brag about their satisfaction, now in this retrospective, we all play roles in screwed mindsets just to feel good on a temporary basis, highly intoxicated by primal lust. Courtesy of our degrees of separation, the heat boiling could not consume. The anger flames destroying you and I. Leaders in the followers, we were both. In different scenes which had to fade. Before you, I had icing on my cake, no substance for survival or success. Before you, I was a vagabond, wandering aimlessly through targets, wounded and crooked with dull points of reference. Before you, really, I hadn't a clue about love. Thank you. That's that piece.
That's that love poetry right there, y'all. That was beautiful.
Robin D.
Get in the hot tub.
Hey, bro, you did it again, man. You took us on down through that. Jenny, do you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
Okay, so can we do the vagabond line again? Because my mother used to call the bums, you know, that would try to court me, vagabonds. Sometimes derelicts, but a lot of times vagabonds. I need that line back. And why did you use that phrase?
Okay.
Because you said you were wandering. There you go.
Yeah. Before you, I was a vagabond, wandering aimlessly through targets, wounded and crooked with dull points of reference. Before you, really, I hadn't a clue about love. Thank you.
So in this instance, when you said vagabond, not like when my mother said it, I saw Bill Bisbee when he was turning to the Incredible Hulk. Before, you know, when he would be the doctor and he would be walking down the highway, maybe he's talking to the next destination, and he would just have this little sack of things with him. So he was apparently wandering aimlessly and needed, you know, real love to ground him. But I didn't think of it that way. So I like that better than my mom's description. So thank you for using vagabond in a poem.
You know, I wish I would have thought of it that way. I heard Elton John sing vagabond or something like that, and then I just put it in there. But I knew what it meant. It's just wandering, just going through this
female
and that
female. You don't know where you're going to end up at. You're just out here. Yes. Not even a metaphor. It's real. I got you.
So you want to guess who this is about?
I'm going to have to guess, and this is just me taking an educated guess. My sister-in-law, Helena.
Yep. That is exactly who it's about.
I was going to say Sade, but...
Tell me what I want, Jay. Right.
Hey, man. This piece right here was hard-hitting. You know, you had took a look at yourself, man, and you was very critical, man, in the transparent type of way. You was like borderline pathetic, passionate, romantic, a genie rubbed too many times, suffered from depression, and you had talked about how we all play roles just to feel good in the moment, basically. Flames destroy you and I was one of the lines that were in there. And then you had started getting into the before yous. And at the before yous, everything had took a turn. It started looking like that the moon was going to align with the sun and that eclipse was going, from all that burning heat was going to come through there, man. Very, very, very nice piece, bro. Before you, just icing on cake. Before you, no clue about, you know, the value that you really had. But what you had to really go ahead and offer, man, it's really hard to go ahead and give people something nowadays because a lot of times people go ahead and take it like, oh, I was so smooth that I got that out of it. No, a person showed you an act of love and kindness. That's not something to go ahead and hold over their head or think that they stupid for giving it to you.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean... Coming up on May 28th will be 19 years. So that ought to tell you something because that really wasn't me. That was like I would just be about sex equal love, and now I know better. Wow, I sounded like New Edition. Yeah.
Well, that sounded like some of the conversation that we had before the you actually went ahead and did the piece as well, too, man.
Ah, thank you so much. And by the way, I was listening to the Job Well Done. Why you got that Billy D. Williams thing going on? You are now the Billy D. Williams of poetry. I've just dubbed you on the air.
I know. You preach it to the choir now.
Yeah, all I need you to do is say, get yourself a Coke 45 and rule number two, never forget rule number one.
Every time I hear about Coke 45s, I always think about a 40 pouring out on the curb for a shorty. But that's just me.
Oh, you're going to have me have flashbacks again. Dang, welfare fraud and all that dang stuff. Dang, why you do that to me? But she was fine.
Wasn't worth it.
Hey, she was ugly. I've been very disappointed.
Ooh, a double whammy. But the beautiful thing about Black love, especially in doing Black love, is we need to celebrate that more. So please, by all means, continue to share that love poetry with us because you finally got it right.
Thank you so much. Will do.
Do you have any upcoming projects, man, or any projects that you currently have going that people should be looking out for on the different platforms that you're on, brother?
So on Mixcloud.com, I'm doing basically a 30 for 30 mixtape style. And it's going to be called Unforgettable 80s. And it's going to be basically you're going to have 80s songs sampled in the mix. You're not going to have the 80s song as the main thing. You're going to find bits and pieces in each of these poets' tracks. Gina's got a few on. You've got something on there. It's about to be on and popping.
How will people go about finding that? You didn't give us a way to go ahead and find you, actually, sir.
Well, here's where you're going to find it when I'm done with it. www.mixcloud.com/C34TheRemix.
Give us that to us one more time, man, because there's a bunch of people out there. We're trying to go ahead and funnel as much traffic as you can. And the people who heard that at first and you didn't quite get it, it's coming again. You got to get it this time. Either show or go. Can you give us that again, brother?
So you want me to say, I don't think you heard me.
But you know, she got other work that's on there besides this project right here, man. They need to get over there and check that out, too. It might be old to you, but it's brand new to them.
Yeah, I get you. I'm glad you said that. I've got two pages, actually, but we're going to go with this one. www.mixcloud.com/C34 that number, music remix. That's where you'll find it. And I'll drop it on your page so y'all see it. Now, y'all muted.
Well, you know I was. Yeah. So 319-527-6300.
If y'all don't call in the next 30 seconds, y'all will not be able to get in here. So if you're listening on the comfort of online, you're about to get the big click. 319-527-6300. Call on in. Sorry about that, y'all.
No, it's necessary because I hate when I don't make it in the nick of time, and I have literally made it in the nick of time a couple of times. So, yeah, that's a real thing. And everyone who's listening to us on streaming devices and online, we appreciate you for listening. If you are listening and have not raised your hand, thank you for calling in and listening. But if you would like to join this conversation or share poetry with us this evening, do so by pressing 1.
Couldn't have said it better myself, sis. All right, Clarence, we're going to go ahead and make this thing happen. The Blog Talk Lady has not cut us off. Yay, we in bonus time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter and jelly. Oh, no. Good Will is Butter on the Pop-Tart is my favorite song from off of there.
Butter on the Pop-Tart. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't either. It tastes horrible, too. Don't tell me how I know.
I'm like, do people eat that?
Have you ever had butter on a Pop-Tart? It is so freaking good. No.
Lord have mercy.
They don't need to know it's like this. Okay, so, yeah. He's officially off the cracker, y'all.
Officially. But, brother, we're about to go ahead and retire you to the comfy couch, man. If you can hang out, brother, we're going to be doing a speed round at the end of this show, which will probably be coming up in the next 15 minutes or so. If you can squeeze out that much time, brother, we would love to have you.
Well, that would be fine. I'm looking for your event page so I can put this page, these pages on there.
Do not even have one. We're gonna work on our IT person, and we're going to get that event page put up there. I'm telling you, it should be up there constantly.
So, yeah. Okay. I'll drop it in your inbox. That'll help you.
Or hit it to our pages, too, brother.
Yeah, tremendously.
Okay. Just say.
Or Gina Storm.
I got you.
There we go.
Take care.
All right. One mic.